People do it in basketball all the time. People do it in baseball. Now, I guess football is, I don't know. I guess because he's so serious. But he ain't got no team in basketball. You a basketball fan, though. Why you ain't got no team?
Is anybody talking to you?
Yeah, they talk. Okay. Y'all ready?
All right,
see, my thing is this. Yes, Sidney said that he likes the Cowboys. He likes Emmitt Smith. But he never proved that, like what Romar says, of his fanhood for, like, Washington, for instance. Sid has never proven that he loved the Cowboys.
It don't have to be you love.
Yes,
the
it does. Yes, it does.
You gotta love that team, man. That's that why you like.
I have never seen Sidney in the Cowboys jersey. The three blowout victories this year in particular, Sid did not participate in the festivities.
Nope, did not.
He has not. I'm not saying. And we have been in through mom and pop gas stations and novelty stores all across the state of Virginia where Cowboys fans paraphernalia it is sold. He has not once even looked at or even attempted to buy even a Cowboys cigarette lighter.
That is a factual. That is a factual right there.
As you can see, any normal good diehard Cowboys fan will present himself to the world just like what Rodney is doing. Rodney. And my man CJ, two of the biggest Cowboy fans I've known, one of the most respectful Cowboys fan I know.
Rodney, do not get.
I know plenty of Cowboys fans.
Do not let
fans.
Him sell you on this, Rodney.
Any Cowboys fan wears that blue star with pride. Am I right? Even my girlfriend, my wife, my fiance, Sonya. She's all of them.
That's because she's her favorite color is blue.
She's a diehard Cowboys fan. She wears
just so happens that the Cowboys color is blue. Let's be honest. I'm not going to bring this in there, but she has admitted that the Dallas Cowboys became her team because she was one of those females that picked the team because of her favorite color being blue.
Romar, let Mill finish his argument.
Oh boy.
Somebody cut off his mic.
Thanks. I didn't want to bring it in there, but you helped me.
But still.
He brought it up first. He threw you in the mix.
But it does not matter. That still makes, everything you said still makes my point.
Look.
They have proven more loyalty to the Dallas Cowboys than Sidney has.
Well,
every
man,
no matter what
like,
you weigh,
like I said,
can I make my case? Thank you.
You need anger management.
Yes, he does.
This what happens when you miss 4 weeks.
You want an iceberg?
I might need one.
Yeah, you need something.
You want an iceberg?
No.
All I'm saying is, all I need him to do, all I need Mr. Sidney A., half man, half trash, to do right now is announce that he's not a Cowboy fan, he's a Patrick Mahomes fan, and he doesn't have an NFL team.
This is going
nowhere.
And can
never, ever have claimed that he has a favorite team in the NFL.
No. You know why? Because I'm talking!
You know what? I'm about to get you some Snickers. Because you're not you. You ain't.
Hey, look.
I'm still making my case, and you still flapping your gums. What the problem is? Put an iceberg in your mouth. Please. Pray, please. Put tequila on top.
All I can hear now is the Eagles screaming.
Oh,
now.
Whatever.
Take the head off. Take the head off. Show the world that your hair can't grow.
What the hell is over here?
I don't like this guy right now.
I don't blame you.
All right, look. Time out. Time out. Mill, the floor is yours. Please make your case.
But my case is that Sidney does not display the qualities or meet the criteria of a Cowboys fan. And if I'm a Cowboys fan who's watching this or witnessing this, do I really want Sidney as a Cowboys fan? Sydney's charges today are fair weather fandom and bandwagoning. Fair weather fandom means that he's okay rooting for somewhere rooting for the team when they're winning, but he abandons them when they lose. Bandwagoning, he's accused of being rooting for another team just because they're popular.
No, he's not rooting for another team.
Or another player.
For another player.
It's still bandwagon. Yeah, play, but, team, player, I'm talking team, player, does not matter. He's jumping on the bandwagon. That's what it is.
And
is that the Taylor Swift bandwagon?
And in my defense to what you're saying, is regardless of him bandwagoning or whatever, he has stated he likes the Cowboys. So it doesn't matter.
He doesn't state. It's still my argument, bro. Oh,
you know,
it's still my argument. I can't even get through this. See, this is the reason why Shannon Sharpe left Undisputed. This right here.
Yeah.
Because Skip Bayless over like, here, won't you let me finish my statement? You know?
Oh.
My case is that Sydney does not even deserve to be a fan of an NFL team at this moment.
Basically what I just said. I just need him a minute.
Yeah, but y'all let me say it.
Why? I'm making a... All he got to do is sign a plea agreement. All he had to do was sign the plea agreement that I put in front of the judge.
This is getting nowhere.
Yeah. That's all I needed him to do.
But we gotta get to the next segment. We need the judge's rule.
I'm a rule right now.
All
right, I'm a rule in Sid's favor. But for the various reasons, I like your argument, Mill. Plus, on top of that, he's not getting paid to be anybody's fan. And I don't care what you say because, see, teams are not loyal to their players. They will trade a player in a heartbeat. Let me finish. They will not play. They will not hold any loyalty to their players. They expect the players to be loyal to them. They're getting paid. Four. They are getting paid. All right. As a fan, I'm not getting paid anything. I can select anybody I want anytime. You guys are saying, look, this is my team.
I'm going to ask everything.
Hey, Roma, you said that's your team. That's your choice. All right. It ain't your business. If I want to switch teams, I can switch teams every day of the week. All right? I can dump a team anytime I get ready.
That means you ain't never been a loyal fan.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
But why should they have to pay you to be a fan of them?
Well, guess what? Why should they have to? If they say, look, William, you going to be obligated to us, then pay me. I have a First Amendment right to say what I want to do whatever I want to do, to switch if I get ready because you forgetting what I just said.
Let me ask a question to this. Even though it's been 28 years ago, I was loyal of a Cleveland Brown fan as you could ever be.
And I can respect.
And after a Monday night game, it was announced today he's moving to Baltimore.
But you move with your...
Let the man finish.
Where was the city of Cleveland's loyalty to that fan base?
That's right.
The night they decided to make that decision.
That's exactly right.
At that point, every fan in Cleveland had a right to choose whoever they wanted to go with from that point forward.
That's right.
I can understand
Some of them stayed there when they came back. Some of them went to other teams. I went to start following Baltimore. The point I'm making is that I made a decision even when the Browns came back that, you know what? I ain't doing this. It was my right.
Yeah, but
there's no loyalty to any fan, and there's no loyalty to choosing whatever team you want to follow. If you wake up tomorrow and decide, Romar, I know you're a diehard Redskins fan, but if you woke up tomorrow and say, you know what? I'm tired of how if Daniel Snyder was still there, I'm tired of how this team has been ran.
I woke up like that plenty of mornings with Daniel Snyder being the owner over the last couple of years. But guess what? I didn't jump ship. Yeah.
But it's your business.
That's my team.
You exercise that amendment, right?
Yeah, but see, my thing is with him, that was his team. He's a Cowboy fan, but his favorite player in the NFL right now is Patrick Mahomes.
But so, no, go back to Baltimore. He's not jumping ship.
He's not jumping ship because of the team.
But Lamar Jackson ain't my favorite player.
But see, in Sidney's case, he's jumping ship on the Cowboys because he likes Patrick Mahomes. God.
Man. That's not jumping ship. He particularly likes that particular player.
That's right. And going back to Mark's argument.
So you understand what I'm saying, Rodney?
Yeah.
Like he disrespects the team that he likes just because he likes a player more than he likes his team.
Hey, Romar, that's his choice.
No. First of all, let's get this straight. I am a Emmitt Smith fan first.
Emmitt ain't played in
20
years.
That's what I'm saying. Emmitt Bingo.
So, in other words, you never had a team.
So when he played for him, I felt like, okay, I got
it. But
you
was a Cardinals fan when he left?
No, I ain't. See, that's what I'm saying.
You an Emmitt fan.
He was done. That's what I'm saying. He was done.
Oh, man. You put that Cardinal jersey on, though.
Hey, look at guys. Hey.
Again, in other words, his charges is fair weather fandom.
Okay. Now, I'm going along with, go back to Mark's argument, okay? When the Cleveland Browns moved, sneaked out of town in the middle of the night, hold on, and abandoned their entire fan base, okay? But yeah, well, hold on, let me
he still went with the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did, because
hey, Mark, Kansas, Mark, is
he
that what you said?
Baltimore Ravens.
No, he had a choice to pick. He had a choice to go back to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they were no longer the Browns. They were the Ravens then. Now, going on, and the same thing happened with the Oakland Raiders. When the Oakland Raiders jumped ship and went to Los Angeles, then went back to Oakland, all right, now they're in Nevada. Hey, teams do this all the time. Okay. You have a right.
I'll put it to you like this. The Baltimore Colts left in the middle of the night, had a Mayflower truck cup.
See? Sure did.
Moved to Indianapolis.
Sure did.
The Baltimore Colts moved from what? Indianapolis to Cleveland, and then they did it from Cleveland to Baltimore.
Baltimore Colts left in the middle of the night, moved to Indianapolis.
That's right.
They had as loyal of a fan base back at that time that you would have ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me when I say this, 80% of that fan base never went followed them to Indianapolis. They were done.
That's right.
You know, and it showed that when it comes to these teams, as long as you showed up to them turnstiles and paying that money, that's their only concern. They ain't worried about their loyalty.
We're not talking about business. What the management or the people
that's
that
exactly
own,
what we're talking about.
This whole argument is about being a fan. We don't have, I didn't have nothing to do with Daniel Snyder doing what he did to the team or what he may become of the franchise once he became the owner. I'm going to still be a Washington fan regardless. I don't care. I would be a Washington fan if LeVar Stoney owns the team.
Do you understand that's your choice?
Hold on. If Washington move, are you going to no longer be a
fan? I'm going to still be a fan. Yeah. I'm still a fan with a teammate being the Commanders. I was a fan of them when they was called the Washington football team. I'm a loyal fan. That is my team. I will still be their fan.
And don't you understand that is your choice?
That's another move, though, so you can't prove a point.
Everybody's not built like you, Romar.
That's your choice. You can't tell everybody else how they should act because you choose to do that.
Everybody ain't built the same.
Mr. Emil, if Philadelphia moved to Germany and became the Nova Scotia Eagles, would you still be a fan?
Nova Scotia's not in Germany.
My point was, Sidney is not that fan.
Right.
He is not that fan.
He's never been a Cowboy fan, according to Mill.
He's like the Cowboys. He's respected them at times.
He's an Emmitt fan, and so he hasn't been a Cowboy fan since like
he don't have an NFL team, in other words.
And who cares? Who cares?
Right.
That's his choice. Just like your choice is to stick with Watson, stay with them Deadskins. Who cares? All right? Yeah. People can do whatever they want to do. Everybody's not Romar Smith.
So from this day forth,
regardless.
Yeah.
Do not use my government.
Do not do what?
Do not use my government unless you plan to pay me like you say that NFL teams need to pay their fans.
I said what I said, and you got it. Now move on, Bill.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank Sydney. Sydney, you have been found guilty of fair weather fandom and bandwagoning. You cannot be associated with the Dallas Cowboys from this day forth.
Or the Kansas City Chiefs.
Or the Kansas City Chiefs.
And the Golden State Warriors.
You can only root for Pat Mahomes.
What? Wow. So I can't, hold on. So I can't have a team.
No.
Listen to me. This is how it goes, Sydney. No. You have to earn your fandom again. Which means you have to wait for the Kansas City Chiefs to suck and then root for them again while they are terrible. Wow. And then as they make their rise back to dominance again, then you can brag about them. But until then, you can only root for Pat Mahomes. And only when Pat Mahomes does good.
Victory is
Sydney,
if the Chiefs win and Pat Mahomes suck, you gotta be quiet.
What the hell? You know what? No. Hey, Sydney, I think you need to appeal that. That is baloney.
Wow. I was not expecting this.
How's that baloney?
That is baloney. Because guess what?
Very fair.
Going back, the man has a choice to do whatever he wants to do. He can choose whoever he wants. Whether you guys go along with it or not, the man has a First Amendment right to say and do whatever he wants to do.
All right, we got seven people on the panel right now.
This is the point that everybody misses. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
We're talking about what's going to be acknowledged.
Hey, Sid, I acknowledge whatever you want to do, bro.
Acknowledge me.
Cause you got plenty of sports fans that just like, you see what I'm saying? The sport. Then you got people who just follow players. You got people who follow teams.
That's right.
I know a lot of people who don't even have a basketball team, but want to talk basketball. Who you rooting for? You ain't got no team and you just up here talking about.
Like I said.
Yeah, that's going to be
football fans are different than basketball fans.
Where's your loyalty to the sport anyway? So where you have no, you just loyal to
football. Football fans are more loyal to the sport than basketball fans are.
You can't say that. Have you done a poll on it?
Every person that I know that's a football fan, they are loyal to their team.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know me. They live and die and burn, and
if they team suck or not, they still that fan.
So what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't bring basketball into this.
Why not?
When basketball comes around, you can easily like anybody that you want that's a player. I don't have a basketball team no more, and my favorite player is Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that I'm a
you see what
I'm
you a said? So now you're not loyal in basketball.
I don't care about being loyal in basketball. I'm loyal in football.
That's where it's picking and choosing at. You can't.
I don't care about basketball the way I care about football.
But you know what though? But sadly, Sydney's got a point.
You're not loyal then. You're not loyal. You can't.
You never heard me say that I'm a loyal basketball fan to anybody. I'm a loyal football fan to the Washington Commanders.
Look,
just own up to it that you are a fraud. Just own up to it that you're a fraud.
You can't call that man a fraud.
Yes, he is.
You can't call that man. No.
You're a fraud.
He's an Emmitt fan.
He can do whatever you see. You guys missing the point.
He's a fraud. That's when it comes to football, he's a fraud.
No, I wouldn't call him a fraud. The man has a right to do what he wants to do.
How you become? You say you're trash.
He's trash.
What was your team before Westbrook?
I didn't have one before him.
All right, look.
Didn't
have one. All right.
This is going off the rails.
I never had a team since Magic Johnson retired.
Guys.
Okay.
Court is adjourned.
Yeah, because.
Sid does not have an NFL team.
And he's a Pat Mahomes
fan. We will pick up on this later. We have to get into our NFL picks this week.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we got my man Joseph Hickey on the mic. Yo, Joe, what's happening, brother? Yo, Joe.
He not there.
Is his mic muted?
Nah, he might. Yo, Joe. He's trying to say.
Might be having some internet problems.
Yeah, Joe have a little.
Okay, let's move it along.
Hey, we're going to get into our interview. We don't have time to play who got it wrong this week. Especially since we ain't been out here last couple of weeks. So we just going to get right in to our NFL picks. And we're going to start with.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you feeling, brother?
He's got some internet problems.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, you're going in and out. So try. I'm gonna end your stream and try to jump back in because you're jumping in and out. I can barely hear you.
All right, let's move it.
Okay, guys, we're gonna start with the 9 o'clock game, Ravens versus Titans. Who you got?
Whoa. Woo. I'm taking the Ravens.
You taking the Ravens?
I'm taking the Titans since the Ravens just lost over there last week.
No, I'm sticking with the Ravens.
Give me the Titans.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Hey, did the Ravens stay over there?
Ravens.
No.
They went back home.
that was Jacksonville.
Yeah, but the Ravens was over there too, right?
Yeah, they
Well, they I mean, was, well, they over was, there, they weren't over there last week.
Yes, they was.
Not last week. No, that was Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo was the one that had to travel last week.
Okay, well, I'm still taking the Titans.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know about this one.
It's a trap game, but I'm taking the Titans. It's a trap game.
But I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm going to trust Ryan Tannehill overseas. I can't trust him in the States.
Come on now. I'm on another level.
You can't trust Lamar Jackson in the States so far this year neither.
I can trust Lamar. I can't trust their receivers.
But they both got the same record.
Honestly, I can't trust neither one of them.
And they both got the same record.
Lamar Jackson wide receivers. Who he throwing it to?
I mean, and not only that, guys, the defense is also banged up too. So that plays a part.
Give me the Titans.
I got you locked in.
Hey, Joe.
All right, Knicks.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, Joe, who you got? Ravens or Titans? I'm going with Joe. What Joe got to say?
I'm going with the Ravens.
All right, give me Baltimore, too.
So I'm the only one that's taking the Titans.
Sonya's going for the Ravens.
Yay! Ravens.
Well, nope, I'm going with the Titans. So I'm going to take my chances. And like I said, I mean, Baltimore is banged up on defense. So
Kevin, just don't make a post tomorrow about that game.
What are you talking about? Hey, man, look, I'm going to post whatever. You never know what happens.
Don't jinx me and you pick on this game because we are the only two that went with the Titans.
Mm. Hey, look, no, look.
Do not say trap tomorrow morning.
you never know what's going to come up.
Do not say, as I said once again, do not make a post saying trap.
Don't be surprised. Yeah.
You know what? This starting to sound like me with my Allen Iverson meme.
Oh, it's a crossover?
Yeah, you just like I can't post that crossover, you can't post that trap. You can't do it.
Yes.
Really?
That's what it sounds like to me. I'm not saying you can't do it because we just got out of court. You got freedom to do anything you want.
Yep. Exactly. First Amendment.
But you
got to be loyal to your pick.
Hey, look. You know what? At certain times, I need the points.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I need points sometimes.
So that's why I'm saying if you need the points, do not post trap. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, hey. You never know.
You
know,
this see, where
you go. Yeah, you got to be loyal.
I got to keep you on your toes, Omar.
We're doomed. I can already take. I can already see that I'm gonna wake up to a 9 o'clock in the morning loss.
It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Hey, look, hey, look, you're the one that made the pick. Don't put the jinx on me.
You ain't had to ride my back and make the same pick. You could have went with Baltimore.
See?
Hey, everybody picks whoever they want.
And that's right, Robot. Get that through your head.
Yo, Andre.
Get that through your head. People pick who they want.
Andre, who you got? Andre, who you got?
I'm looking at the Titans over there. Ravens.
Okay, so I feel a little bit better about my pick.
I don't know why.
Yo, Rodney, who you had?
Because Brother Dre is a...
The Ravens.
Okay, hey, Mark.
Mark.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Okay.
All
right,
so it's split.
All right, let's go.
All the picks, so it's all... Okay, y'all help me out with this one. Commanders going to ATL to face the Falcons. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to show up better than we did on Thursday night. I'm picking Washington.
Yeah.
I got Washington.
I've got Atlanta. I started jinxing by picking Washington, but, yeah.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Please
don't. Be quiet, Romar.
Saw you, who you got?
Since I went with the Redskins last time and they sorely disappointed me, I'm going against them this week.
All right. I'm going with Sonny. And you keep the mic.
No, I can't.
Oh, command.
You going to Atlanta?
Yeah.
I've got Atlanta.
Hey, Mark, let's talk about it. Who you got, Washington or Atlanta?
I'm going with Atlanta.
These teams right now.
Atlanta and a close one.
Who said that?
Ronnie said Atlanta in a close one. Oh,
I can respect that because I know who you're a fan of.
This is the problem.
Being a fan, you always got to go against your most hated team.
I cannot put any stock in the Commanders.
Yeah, but this is the thing. It's not like ATL should be let off the hook too because they took a horrible slug last week too.
No, they won.
Yeah,
about 1 point.
A game-winning field goal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That kicker ain't nothing but the truth, so I'm going with Atlanta myself.
I feel like they need to go with Atlanta, Desmond Ritter.
Oh, okay, Kim, who you going with?
Atlanta. Oh, no, he got to be loyal.
No, Kim ain't loyal.
I know he put my loyalty question there. Apparently you must see this.
Yeah, right. But he also went against us earlier this year too.
Well, hey, like I told you, I need the point. And look,
he needs the points.
I need the points.
It's been a couple of times.
Also, a spade is a spade, folks. We've been playing like trash the last few weeks.
We've been playing like trash on defense since the beginning of the year.
You've been playing like trash for the last 30, 40 years.
Here's the thing. Here's the stat. This is coming from a guy.
Now listen. Whoever wins the Super Bowl.
That's my team.
That's their
team. Now, hold on.
So you definitely been trash as just as long as we have.
Yeah, I got something for you.
Kim Stabler, hold on.
Here's the thing. We've given up. And over 30 plus points the last 4 weeks in a row. That's not good.
Right.
And we're supposed to be in the top 10 defense, but we're giving up an average of 36 points a game. That's 144 in 4 weeks.
Hey, look.
Nah, he ain't stabbing you in the back. He stabbed you in the chest.
So
you taking Ritter. Oh, if you pick Atlanta,
you taking
Ritter over Howell. And you taking Atlanta's defense over our defense.
We taking the team.
I mean, the way our defense been playing lately, I'm very torn on this one. We got to do better.
He stabbed you in the chest and everybody is going to take a turn.
Ken, go ahead and make your pick and say that you're going with Atlanta. Because I know that's where you're going.
You going?
But you know what?
If he's a loyal fan, he has to pick his team.
Oh, he's loyal, but he's loyal, but he don't pick Atlanta.
But you know what? Now, you know what? I'm gonna throw you a curveball, bro. I'm going with the Commanders this week.
Yes! Give me Atlanta. Me and Kevin always had this thing where he makes a pick and I pick the exact opposite. Thank you, Kevin. Give me the Falcons.
And you know what? See, and that's the one understanding me and Mill have. Whatever picks that we got, we going the other way.
Don't worry. If we lose this game,
you're
going to have a very disrespectful text message from me.
Who you disrespectful anyway? Move right along.
Through it, I just want everybody to know through it all, I absolutely love you.
Since I got your number now, you ain't got to worry about it. You can get a disrespectful message every day.
Oh, I love you. You'll get one right back too.
You will get one right back. Uh huh.
Then it's
a conference call on Sunday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody got their picture for that one? I think everybody got it.
Alright,
Seahawks. Seahawks are going to Cincinnati to face the Bengals.
Woo!
My question to you guys is, let's talk about it. Is Joe Burrow back?
Yes.
No.
Quite.
Well, I mean, he played last week.
Is Joe Burrow back, guys?
No.
I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, I would say
I like the new version of the Legion of Boom. It's going to be, we not going to see the Ja'Marr Chase that we seen last week. Definitely.
You don't see that?
No. This young Legion of Boom is really like that.
All right,
it's hard to throw on that secondary in Seattle.
They're going to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Cincinnati, since they lost Joe Mixon, they are a pass heavy team, and you're not gonna see a record setting performance from Ja'Marr Chase like you seen last week.
So you got Seattle.
Yes.
Sonya, who you got?
Bengals.
I'm going with Sonya.
I bet, because she number one, huh?
You doggone right. I ain't stupid.
you ever thought why you going with her that she might have just got
Actually, I like the Bengals anyway. I've been rooting for the Bengals. All right?
Yeah, I'm
going
to say
but remember, wait a minute.
And they're going to Cincinnati too? Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals. That Chase,
but I hate them all.
That's all right.
I hate them all.
Yeah. What you're rooting for.
That's all right. I am.
I'm still in your wig.
Now you said Burrow is back.
Yeah.
I'm
going to throw another interesting stat. Wasn't Seattle overseas last week?
No.
I'm going to find a way in there.
Where they played last week?
They played,
the Raiders.
No,
they played the Raiders.
I'm trying to move it.
Yeah, this is
Seattle might have had a bye.
This is their first road trip, like close to the East Coast. They play in the Midwest.
Give me Seattle. They had a week prepared for Cincinnati.
Ooh, okay.
I don't think Joe Burrow is quite back yet.
He's not there quite yet.
Besides, without Joe Mixon and running game to slow them guys down, you looking at a shootout.
The Legion of Boom 2.
Okay.
You're looking at a shootout here.
This could go
either way, but like I said, I don't think Joe is quite back yet.
It's
gonna be a shootout and
DJ question.
Seattle is gonna.
DJ Metcalf is questionable.
So they got weapons. I'm not worried about Seattle. They got depth in the wide receiver position. I'm not worried about them there.
I'm not gonna cross over because you went with Seattle and I went with Seattle, but
yeah. So we good.
All right.
Yeah, so give me.
It's a 1 o'clock game too, so I don't fare well in 1 o'clock games.
Yeah, give me Seattle. Okay.
I do all my good in at 4 o'clock game.
Now this
I think that's our problem, bro.
Now this one is the battle of the AFC South. Both teams 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams have let us down in the past.
We're talking about Jacksonville and the Colts. Give me Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jags too.
See, I don't even want to pick.
Who you got, Sonya?
Hold on, I'm sorry. I was looking at something else.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville and
Anthony Richardson is going on the
island. Jacksonville and Indianapolis.
Yeah, Colts.
I got Jacksonville.
Yeah, give me Duval.
Yeah, I'll take Jacksonville. I'll take Jacksonville. Anthony Richardson's still out, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's on the IR.
Who you got? Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I have no faith in Gardner Minshew. Yeah.
Hold on. Anybody? Oh, okay. That's who the backup. I was ready to ask who the backup is.
Because Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, but in the Eagles uniform, he threw four interceptions against the Cowboys.
So you got Jacksonville.
Yes, Indianapolis. Who you got again?
I got Jacksonville, but Sonya got Indianapolis.
Sonya does not have Indianapolis.
Oh.
Sonya just said Jacksonville.
Don't she said. Sonya, take this microphone, hit him with it. Hit him with it.
I think she
picked Jackson.
Oh, here you go.
Jacksonville. Yes.
What?
You pick Jack Annapolis.
Oh,
Jack Annapolis.
This dude is trash.
Boy, wow.
Did anybody pick the Colts?
No.
Is anybody out there picking the Colts?
I'm picking the Jags too.
Let me tell y'all something. Romar don't pick the fight with everybody up in here today. He's going to have to walk home.
I'm not going to walk home. I'm going to catch a bus.
It's the command.
For free.
Which one?
It don't matter. I'm going to get on the bus for free.
Yeah, you better make sure you get on the right one.
I'm going to get home.
Yeah. I don't know. After that iceberg, you may not find your way home.
The thing is, I'm going to always find my way home. I know this. I know this city. I know this city blindfolded.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely gonna be blind. Keep it up.
That's all right. I can catch the bus all the way down here so you can go get some satellite wings.
Oh Lord Jesus. Oh. Move right along.
What happened here?
Oh Lord. Yeah. Off the rails, Andy. Does anybody, all right, we're gonna go to the next game since we mailed that one in. Yeah. Are we mailing in the Dolphins and the Panthers?
Hell
yep.
Man.
Yeah.
Yes,
no, yeah.
Anybody out there got Carolina?
Romar?
No.
They might blow them out.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do it
another
either.
70-point game.
Oh, Lord.
It might not be said.
Oh,
they,
Lord.
They probably could win 23-10.
Now, over or under 40 points for the Dolphins?
For real.
Over or under?
That's what they saying.
I think it's going to be under.
I think it's under. I think two are going to have an off night.
Yeah. I'm going to say
no.
And still win.
I'm going to say in the school will be like over 25,
40.
20.
Ooh, who said over?
Who said over?
Over 40.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
They not. Because that's 40. Carolina defense is not that bad.
If it ends up over 40, the whole coaching staff going to get fired.
Carolina defense.
Well, we only seen 70.
They're 0-5, so it's
God.
I think they over 40.
The score gonna be 30-13.
All right, Knicks.
All right, who we got?
Who Mark got? Mark.
Oh, we mailing this one in.
Oh, okay.
I don't think nobody's picking Carolina. All right, then this is a tough one for me.
Oh, great.
Now I just realized both these teams are 1-4.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
The Vikings and the Bears.
Give me the Vikings.
Oh, man.
The Bears. 1 o'clock, Kurt.
The Bears.
I'm taking the Bears in this one.
Give me 1 o'clock, Kurt, in this game.
Oh, keep it.
Oh, Lord. I can't trust that either.
Yeah, I'm taking – who you got, Sonya?
I think I said I was going for the Bears.
Oh, well, I'm the only one – I'm going with the Vikings.
There's no Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Who's Kirk going to throw the ball to?
Well, then they turned the ball over in their first possession.
Addison, the rookie receiver, has actually showed that he's big time. Mm. Addison for the Vikings has showed that he's been proven that he's been trusted that Kirk can throw the ball to him. And on the other end, the Vikings are the most
on defensive end of the ball, they have blitzed more than any NFL team this year. So they can control. They can kind of control what Justin Field does running the ball.
And they're playing in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sticking with Chicago.
Chicago has not won at home all year long.
Well, it's about time. Okay.
But after hearing that, I want to hear what the success rate is after throwing the most blitzes, because you can get beat.
I mean, but they haven't got beat. I mean, they ain't got beat on the blitz compared to their record.
Okay.
Well, I got a stat that's even more staggering that you haven't heard from all the major networks. Since 1990, 161 teams have started the season 1-4. Out of all of that, only 11 teams have made the postseason. So that means it's only a 7% clip.
Mm.
Let that marinate for a minute.
I mean, point blank period, even if they got Justin Jefferson and that on the offensive end of the ball, Minnesota is still better than the Bears.
But he
both of them 1-4.
I take the Bears.
Both of them 1-4.
I take the Bears.
Regardless if you 1-4 or not, it's still a better team.
You can't even use better in the same sentence when you 1-4.
Bro, here's another problem.
Give me Minnesota.
I already got you locked in, but here's my problem. Every loss that they had has been one score games. All four losses that the Vikings have.
Kevin.
Yes.
Like I said, give me 1 o'clock.
I got you in.
I'm going with 1 o'clock, Kirk.
All right, move. Let's move. Next game.
Bill, who you got?
I think I'm going to go with the Bears.
Everybody going with the Bears except for me.
I don't like how
y'all enjoy this L tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll be closer to this one.
And as much as I hate to do it.
The Vikings have found a way to
lose. Oh, you will go down with Roma.
Nope.
The Vikings
not in this game.
Yeah, that's all.
And I also will say this, too. More times than not, teams that have scored 40 or more points, they usually lose the next week.
So
keep that in mind.
But Chicago scored 40 on us, so.
I know.
But you're going with Chicago in this game.
That's why I'm so torn on this.
So why would you make that
point? I don't know. I said more times than not. I didn't say that.
I'm very argumentative today.
You argument every day.
You argue all the time.
Yeah, yes he is.
Yeah. Man, very argumentative.
You're like the loudest one out there.
The correct debater, man. That's who he is.
Just like Stephen A. gave the reins to Shannon. Shannon shot yesterday. Yeah, I'm in my Shannon shot mode. All
right, we're good. All right, okay. All right, yeah, fine.
All right, so I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin, because the next game we got to talk about is the Niners at Cleveland.
All right, good.
I'm glad you said something, Mel. You told me earlier this week that they were on upset alert, right?
Yes, they are.
And that's how you feel.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Cleveland has a... Mel, go ahead. I'm telling you right now, I got the Niners winning this one in an ugly game. But they better be careful because Cleveland has the best defense in the league. If there's anybody that can wreck San Francisco, it'll be Cleveland.
It's not with PJ Walker at the quarterback position.
But they can wreck them and expose
them.
I get a lot of bulletin board material. That's why I still got them winning. But they need to be careful because They start getting to Brock Purdy, then it's gonna be a long day for them.
Hey, look,
hold on.
We're gonna see what they did to Dallas. Again.
They say San Fran got the best defense in the NFL right now.
Okay, so
I got a remake.
CJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Is that CJ?
Yes, it is.
Hey, CJ, what's going on, brother?
Hold on now. Don't all come at me at once now. Get me guys in the line. Get me the line.
Brother CJ, how was your karaoke night? I seen that was a success the other night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was all right.
Okay, I guess it wasn't that fun for you then.
Next question.
CJ, we'll catch you up real quick with the because we're going through the NFL picks. Seahawks versus Bengals, who you got?
Seahawks.
Okay. You got that, Kim?
Yeah.
Commanders versus Falcons, who you got?
I already sent Kev a list of my picks for the week.
I got him locked in. He's already
okay,
in.
So we can catch up. We had the 49ers at Cleveland. Give me your thoughts on that one real quick, CJ.
No Deshaun, no Cleveland.
There you go.
No Deshaun, no Cleveland.
Deshaun's not going to walk through that door today.
Even though I would like to see Cleveland's defense beat up on the 49ers offense a little bit to show them that they're not invincible, I like to see that matchup on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I like to see that,
That's a good point.
I like to see that, too.
All right, I'm picking the Niners.
What you got in that overseas game between the Titans and the Bengals?
Ravens.
I'm going to take the Titans, man. See, a lot of people talk a lot of stuff about Dak Prescott, man. I don't see why you ain't talking more about Lamar. You know, I know people talking about the drop passes, but the underthrown balls, you know, it's a lot going on with him, too, man. You know, so I'm going to go with the Titans. You can always – 200 – King Henry. That's all I'm going to say. King Henry, let's go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's on you. You have. 49ers of Cleveland.
I got the 49ers.
All right.
All right, so we're mailing this one in. So Mel, are you thinking what I'm thinking, maybe?
What's that?
When you said something about you got the 49ers winning, but.
No, it's what CJ said.
No, I know.
I was alluding to that matchup, the 49ers defense
right.
against San Francisco offense. I was going to see how much of Cleveland's how much can they expose of the 49ers offense. I think once you get to Brock Purdy, he's done.
Right.
That's my personal opinion. That's what I'm thinking.
So having said that, do you feel that it could be those two words Romar hates the worst? Trap game?
Yes, it could be.
I mean,
I can't put it that way because I ain't really got a lot of stock in Cleveland's offense. Cleveland has not really moved the ball like
that. I can see him being a trap game, but you know that Brock Purdy and San Francisco, they do rely a lot on the tight end. And if they rely a lot on the tight end, that you're going to have a lot of matchup problems with Kittles against a linebacker in that game.
Now.
And he can get off.
But where's
he can't get off if the quarterback land on him.
Hey, y'all, you're going to have to catch me up. I need to make a call.
All right. Yeah, but here's my thing, too. Also, keep in mind, and CJ's going to like this next step. Teams that usually beat the Cowboys, they normally lose the next week, and they scored over 40. So, again, San Fran has to travel, too.
But I understand that, but, like, the way San Fran set up,
but
offensively and defensively,
It don't matter
if they got to travel or not because they are complete. But they are really one of the most complete teams in the NFL.
Right, but sometimes,
in my eyes.
But sometimes too, that success that they had, the energy they used, may have gone over the head. You know,
I see a comment on here. It says Dallas. Some Sony Truck Tons wrote. He said Dallas Cowboys fan base has decided we don't want to see it. Could somebody catch me up on that?
Sydney, half man, half trash was a Cowboy fan. But he denounced y'all because he's a Patrick Mahomes fan at the same time.
He was on trial this morning.
Yeah.
I was the Emmitt Smith fan. I like
the trial.
It was a trial we had. He said he was a Cowboy fan, but he denounced y'all every time y'all lose.
No.
First of all, I didn't like Romo. I don't like that right now.
See,
I was a big Emmitt fan. I was a big Emmitt fan, so I chose him at the time. And I chose the team.
See, my whole argument, CJ, was like,
You can't choose a team because of a player, because like if you're a fan of a team, that's your team, and you live with the team that you chose as your team, live or die, always representing your team. Regardless if you go 0-16, 1-15, or have an owner that didn't care about nothing but making money, that's your team, and you love that team.
Yeah, but if you never meet the criteria of being that fan, you shouldn't be held to those, you know, you should be held to those standards, those responsibilities. Sid has said, he just said he likes the Cowboys. He has not proven that he's a Cowboys fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, see, look, he got all the Cowboys apparel, Cowboy hat, Cowboy.
He's but, like real. But hold on. And who's to say that the Cowboys will want a fan like Sid?
But hold on, CJ, let me ask you this question.
What's
that?
No
diehard. And man, I'm just asking you this question as a fan. Regardless if you say that you like a team or not, if you say that you like the Cowboys, what are you?
You're a Cowboys fan.
Exactly. My point proven. My point proven. If you say that you like the Baltimore Ravens or the Washington Commanders, what are you?
You are what you say you are.
But there's no cry. That's
exactly.
It's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Yeah. Like,
but he's saying you said, like whoever you
want. In other words, Sydney, when you say like, it's just the same way as saying you love that team. There's no way around it in football.
Unless you say I don't have a team.
Yeah. See, you can say that in basketball. When you can say that I don't have a team, I have a favorite player. But in football, if you say that you like a team, that's your team.
Pretty much.
See, but that's why I say, like, that's different. See, that's where it's picking and choosing, because it's a sport at the end of the day. Why can't
but
you
it's a different sport. Football? It's a different sport. And it's a different
way. You can like anybody, any player, any team, or whatever. But if you just openly come out and say, they be like, man, it's football season. So as a casual football fan, if I'm walking around saying, hey, I like the Seattle Seahawks, everybody that know me gonna think he a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Yeah, see.
So you have to be specific when you say about your likes. Hey, I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I like this player. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, then we understand, okay, you don't like the Cowboys, but you like Dak Prescott, or you like CeeDee Lamb, or whoever the case may be. I can get with that. But just by casual observation and conversation, if you say, oh, I like the Cowboys. Oh, you're a Cowboy fan.
And see, I mean that is a safe assumption.
Yeah, that's understood.
Well, what else do we have to go by, Kevin? We ain't got there any running people down and holding them to a team. They told us.
Exactly.
We ain't got them.
Exactly.
They telling us, I like this team.
Yeah. And that was my argument.
I'm a Kansas City fan.
No, don't you do that. Don't you dare do that.
I like Kansas City.
Don't you do that. You don't like Kansas City. You like Patrick Mahomes.
Let me be the bailiff.
The man just said that. The man just broke it down. He said he can like who he want to like. That's where I like Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes on there.
Yeah. Well, you're a Kansas City fan. That's cool.
Well, okay. All right. Well, there you go. So that's the assumption that we have.
So lay the fire to him.
Hey, if the man want to be a – hey, look, grown men can switch teams all they want. That ain't
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can be whoever team you want to be. You can buy every jersey in NFL. Yeah, you can buy
the indictment was, CJ, he came on the show and said that he liked the Dallas Cowboys. Now he's coming and saying he likes Kansas City. That's the indictment.
Hey, look.
The only reason that he liked Kansas City – is because he liked Patrick Mahomes.
It's okay,
as
bro.
A player. Don't you dare do that.
Hey, hold on, though. See, here's the thing. I think we take our fandom and lay it on everybody else. We can't do that.
Right.
Because your level of fandom might be different than somebody else's level of
fandom. Okay,
hold on, Ramon. You in too deep. You're a Commander fan. Let's live with that right now.
I'm serious. I'm a fan just like you.
You gotta be serious. You holding him to a standard that he ain't worthy of right now. He wants to be what he want to be. Leave that man alone. You good with me? If he ain't a Cowboy fan, he's still good with me.
You know no, why? I'm just saying because, like, you know how everybody is a fan of a team. We take that serious in football.
It's okay. It's okay, bro.
It's not a life or death situation.
Right. It's an
incredible. Alright, I'm gonna let y'all, I'm gonna let him live.
Next week and I still gonna rock with him, cause that's his choice.
I'm gonna let him live. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and let him live.
Let that man live, man.
But I'm just saying, like he said, cause people switch teams all the time. People do it in basketball. Jordan retired. Jordan retired, bro. Now you got people just like, oh, now I ain't got no team.
Hey, great Why point. All the Bulls fans gone.
Yeah.
Why I'm one of them.
When Jordan got the Bulls, so did I.
But see,
I'm not going to lie to you. You look at one right here.
But see, my thing is when it comes football season.
Don't do that, bro. Now you all of a sudden so loyal to football. You go to basketball. Man, I never had.
Hold on.
Chicago was my team. Oh, this person my team.
No.
Hey, man.
I never had a favorite basketball team since Magic Johnson retired from the NBA. My loyalty in football is going to always be to, regardless if they change their name to the Washington Booty Scratchers. I'm going to always be a Washington fan.
Here's a question, because we got to end this. Why are you mad at him for doing what he want to do?
Because he got too many elaborate lies.
You ain't got nothing to do with that man.
That would have said like,
what you think next week, guess what you're going to do? You're going to accept it.
CJ,
it's hard for me to accept it. CJ,
this is what I deal with Monday through Friday.
It's hard.
Monday through Friday, I have to. This is what I deal with.
I'm sorry, CJ, but it's hard because
and then he goes to
because you know I know how football fans are.
These are two guys that just love to argue.
CJ,
they just love to argue.
CJ, I said he wanted to go at it. That's all that is.
This man said he was a Golden State fan yesterday, and he asked me and Emil who was the third member of TMC.
No, I didn't. I didn't really ask you. No, they said Run T. They said who is Run TMC?
He asked us
who is Run TMC.
He asked us who was the third member of Run TMC yesterday. Am I lying, Mill? These was his exact words, CJ. Ain't Mitch Richmond, y'all, the third member of TMC? That's what he asked us, but he said that he was a Golden State fan, but he asked us who was the third member of TMC. If you are a fan of a team, you know the history, right, CJ?
Well, I was right. Sometimes you forget.
You know the history. No, you don't. If you know the history, you don't have to ask anybody.
Sometimes you do forget.
No, you don't.
I got it right, though. It wasn't like funny, I was man. Wrong. Though.
No, you don't.
I got it right.
No, you don't.
I got it right, though. That was the thing. I got it
this
right.
Is all
right,
well this
no, so I did right. know it. It ain't like I didn't know it.
Sometimes all right, let's get this right. Let's get this right. Saints versus the Texans. Can we get that one right?
I got the Texans. I'm rocking with CJ Stroud this week.
Oh, you got Texans too, Sid?
I take the Texans.
Oh, that might make me.
And they just went in. Now they agreeing with each other. Y'all see that, right?
Just go ahead and take the other team.
I don't have no problem going. You see what I'm saying? That's him. You see what I'm saying? That's him.
Bro. Hey Joe, who you got? Saints or Texans?
Let's say Saints.
You got Saints. Hey Mark.
Well, I don't know. After Luke. The Saints. What the Saints did to the Patriots last week.
Saints and Texans.
Oh, God.
I don't know. The Saints might be feeling themselves.
What do you say, Mark?
I'm going to go with let's see.
Well, I'm going to
go with the Saints.
All right, New Orleans.
Hey,
CJ, you put in?
He did. He had,
I like the Saints defense.
He has Saints.
I honestly think Saints got a top five NFC defense. Top five in the NFC. I think that's what the Saints